All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
You're listening to a For the Girls podcast Flashback Friday episode. Every Friday, I reshare an older episode for new listeners who haven't heard it, or as a refresher for OG listeners who might need to hear it again as a reminder. Enjoy, and I'll see you with a new episode on Monday.
Settling is not an option for me. Everything I desire is already mine. What if you can have it all? Because every day is for the girls.
Hello, hello. Welcome back to another episode of For the Girls. I'm your host, Victoria Alario. And today we are talking about living mindfully and consciously and getting off of this autopilot mode where we are constantly defending and justifying our toxic or unhealthy traits and habits because, quote, quote, that's just how I am. Think about how many times you've heard that or you've said that about certain behaviors that need to change. Oh, well, that's just how I am. So we're going to dive into that today. And at the end, we have a really good Dear Victoria segment. I'm excited to answer this question because it's all about when your man is liking another girl's pictures on Instagram. This is an ongoing topic that we see across TikTok. And I even have an old podcast episode about it. But I figured I will give a fresh response because you'll probably see consistencies in what I say from that old episode to now because this is such a big thing for me as well. Let's start this off with an easy question or an easy perspective to think about. Think about your friends or your siblings, whoever, that do certain things that bother you. And you often bring it up. You often speak to them about it, confront them, whatever. Even something like trying to get your partner or the person that you're seeing to open up more with you when they're super closed off. And they say to you, well, that's just how I am. Like they can't get vulnerable with you or they can't open up with you or they're the closed off or whatever it might be because that's just how I am. It could be anything though, big or small, no matter what. And you'll realize that a lot of people attach their bad habits or unhealthy behaviors or toxic traits to who they are as a person. That's just who I am, or that's just how I am, whatever it might be. So these behaviors that they should be growing out of, they are truly identifying with. They are like, this thing, this very thing that bothers you, this thing that bothers me, whatever, can't shake it, can't help it. It's just me. Now, let's switch the perspective and call ourselves out. Let's think about ourselves. Think about your personality traits that you are conscious of, that you want to change about yourself. Or even the traits that you're subconsciously doing, like you don't really realize that you're doing, but you might realize that you tend to feel insecure about it. Like you don't really realize in the moment what you're doing, but afterwards, when you think about it, it makes you feel a little insecure. What we don't realize is that we can actually grow out of this. We can actually grow out of these things. But the only way is to live consciously and mindfully every single day. Because what we've been doing is living on autopilot mode, which is the complete opposite end of consciousness and mindful mode. Autopilot mode is when you say things like I mentioned, oh, that's just how I am, that's just who I am, as if you're just cruising through life, coasting through life, not making any changes, not making any adjustments, you're just floating on by. Living on autopilot mode is speaking without thinking, or reacting without reflecting. So when you live on autopilot mode, you're going to react like you've always reacted before. So you're going to get what you've always got. Whereas, on the contrary, living mindfully and consciously is truly thinking before you speak. It's choosing appropriate responses or reactions, no matter how upset you are, no matter how much something bothers you. So when you're making mindful responses, you take the time to reflect on what is happening, how you're feeling, and seeing the bigger picture. And now you're presented with options. You have new options on how to react and how to make better quality decisions. And so guess what you get this time? New outcomes. So if you don't want to get what you've always got, then you've got to do what you've never done. That's how you get new outcomes, desirable outcomes. You are allowed to grow out of behaviors and evolve past who you've always known yourself to be, good and bad. There could be good things too that you just feel you've moved on from. You know, you are allowed to evolve past any version of yourself that you feel like is tired and done and over with. But when it comes to the bad, why do we have to be our toxic traits? Why do we have to own them so hard? Do people lack that much self-awareness to think that it's charming or cute or quirky or funny to be unwilling to work on themselves? To be unwilling to grow and to hold on and commit to these traits longer than they've ever committed to any relationship in their life? So I'm going to give you two examples, one being on the mild end of the spectrum. This one is a very common one. Everyone knows someone like this if they are not this person themselves. But I think about people who are late for everything. Always late, never showing up on time. Now, if you want to waste your own time, if you don't value your own time, fine. If you don't care about procrastinating, if you don't care about prioritizing your responsibilities, and you're cool with only hurting yourself in the end, fine, go for it. But what about when you make it a habit of wasting other people's time? When you're the person who always cancels or reschedules on someone, oh, I won't have time anymore, I'm running behind on everything. Or what happens when you make the habit of always being 30 minutes late to plans and people have to sit around waiting for you when they could have gotten more things done too? Like, everyone's always like, oh, I was so busy. Everyone's busy. Everyone's got shit to do. You're not the only person busy. You're not the only person who's got a lot going on. That person that you just wasted their time could have done something else with their day as well. Now, yeah, everyone's busy, everyone has things going on, but the difference is some people are considerate and courteous and some people are not. It doesn't mean anyone is less busy or anyone has less priorities. Granted, sometimes it really is out of your hands and you end up being unintentionally late. Maybe you unexpectedly took a while to get ready, whatever it might be. But if you know you're notoriously late because you take forever to get ready, always, you dilly-dally, you like to take your time, make a little drink, listen to music, talk on the phone, you take a while to do your hair, I got so much hair, it takes me an hour just to blow dry it, whatever it might be, you take a while to pick out your outfit, whatever. Has it ever crossed your mind to say, knowing this about myself, knowing I take a long time to get ready, I should start getting ready earlier? Like, okay, I know it takes me 2 to 3 hours to get ready, so if I have somewhere to be at 6, let me not start getting ready at 4:30. Let me start getting ready at 3. I mean, for me, I know that I always need 2 full hours. Like, if I'm showering and washing my hair, because girls, if you know, we're not always washing our hair. But if I'm, like, really doing the whole thing. I got to wash my hair, blow dry my hair, style my hair, do my makeup, pick out an outfit, that whole spiel. I know for a fact myself I need 2 hours. So if I know somebody's picking me up at 7 p.m., I'm in the shower before 5 o'clock because I need to be ready at 7 p.m. So that's me. I'm someone who's very considerate of other people's time. I hate when people waste my time. I'm very conscious of time. I'm always checking my time, seeing how much time that I have. And I never want to be late. I'm always punctual. If I'm late for something, it means that I really don't give a fuck about it at all. And it's usually not something that will ever affect someone in particular. It's more something that will hurt me in the end, and it's like, yeah, whatever, I really don't care. But if I'm running late for something where someone's waiting on me, I'm like calling them, texting them, apologizing to them, because I hate that. I think punctuality is important because it shows that you're just a considerate person. So in this case, about the changing your behaviors, it's not about you needing to change the fact that you take a while to get ready. Take 5 hours if you need. Take all the time in the world. But the toxic trait or unhealthy behavior that I'm referring to here is being mindful, like I've mentioned, mindful living, conscious living of people's time and being considerate of other people and their lives when you make commitments to someone. I can think of so many friends who it's like an ongoing running joke about them always being late. Oh, that's just how I am. You know me. If you want to make plans, then you need to make them later because you know I'm always going to be late. No, you need to be considerate of us and you need to get ready earlier. That's that. Now, on the extreme end of the spectrum, maybe like, and I don't know if extreme is the right word, but on the more serious end of the spectrum, like I just gave you one little like silly surface level example, but now this one's a little bit deeper. So I think about a trait that I know all too well is maybe you're the type of person who pushes people away. So this is another big one where people are on that autopilot mode, just that's how they operate. So when you really like someone, instead of letting them in, you protect yourself by shutting them out. You push them away. You're hyper independent to avoid disappointment. I don't want to be let down, so I'm just going to be completely independent. I don't want to ever rely or depend on anyone, so on and so forth, whatever it might be. And in this case, this is a huge self-fulfilling prophecy, because what's happening is you're subconsciously pushing someone away while, or maybe even consciously, but I'm going to say you're subconsciously doing it, while deep down hoping they prove you wrong and stay. So you're pushing them away, but in your mind, you're also like, I really hope that they prove me wrong. I really hope that they stay. But then they're not staying. They don't stay because they don't feel wanted. They don't feel valued. They don't feel appreciated. They don't feel like they can get close to you. And then when they go, you're like, see, I knew it. Told you so. I knew they weren't going to stick around. I felt it. No, you felt it because you made it happen. You pushed them away. That's why they went. So this is your fault. Why? Because you're doing what you've always done. So you're getting what you've always got. You created this result when you acted on your immature or toxic behaviors, rather than being mindful or realizing how you're making that person feel. So especially when it comes to, say, a new guy that you're dating, he might be great. And you might be super compatible. There might be nothing wrong with him. And there might be nothing wrong between you two. You might have great chemistry and all of that. But if you're this type of person who pushes people away to avoid heartbreak and disappointment, that boy, that man does not owe you anything. He doesn't owe you proving himself to you that he'll stick around through everything. Yeah, you might make me feel unwanted, or you might make me feel undervalued or unappreciated. You might make me feel like shit, but I'm going to prove to you I'm the hero. I will stick around through everything. So if you don't consider how he's feeling based on what you're doing, because of what you're doing, you don't get to put it on him like, he abandoned me, he left me. No, because you are the one who has this consistent issue of pushing people out of your life. But the good news is that doesn't have to be just how you are. You can call yourself out and be sick of your own shit. So there are so many examples we could go through on this topic, tons of examples, but I really want you to take the time today to identify what your traits and examples are on this topic and think about the results that you would have in your life if you made the necessary changes starting today. What if we got rid of those habits, those old habits, those bad habits? What if we just decided we don't want to be that version of ourselves anymore? What would change about our lives if we always think before we speak? Or if we always reflect before we react? Or if we always consider our desired outcome before making decisions? Remember what I said about self-fulfilling prophecies, okay? Our beliefs directly affect our actions, and our actions directly affect our outcome and reality. And remember this, you're gonna let this one sink in, okay? Think about it for a while. Whether you think you can or you can't, you're right. Whether you think positively or negatively, you're right. Let that marinate, okay? So if you think you can, you can. If you think you can't, you can't. If you think positively and that you're going to have a positive outcome, you will. If you think negatively and you're going to have a negative outcome, you will. So no matter what you think, you are right. That's a self-fulfilling prophecy. So really think about that today. Okay, girls, I got a question for you all to think about. How would life be different if you developed undeniable confidence? Well, you're about to find out, because I know you're sick of settling for the bare minimum. I know you crave more in life. So imagine how different your life would be if you had the tools to stop settling, to start raising your standards, and to start getting everything you want in life. And guess what? You can get all the tools through my Queens of Confidence coaching program. It's a self-paced, 8-module digital program that has been proven to change lives through recorded coaching videos, journal prompts and worksheets, and a community discussion board for you to ask me any questions and connect with the other members of the program too. Topics of the Queens of Confidence program include external validation, feminine energy, masculine energy, boundaries, high standards, communication skills, self-doubt, limiting beliefs, imposter syndrome, daily habits, mindful living, emotional availability, improving your relationships, understanding your needs, attracting everything you want, and yes, more. You can get instant access to the entire program right now, and best of all, you can watch and learn at your own pace because your access is granted forever. Some of the queens who have completed the program said, "It's the best investment I've ever made into myself. Vic is the best person to learn from. She's a true expert when it comes to confidence. Worth every penny." And I've taken a couple of courses where they sound rehearsed or just repeat the same cookie cutter things. Your course is the complete opposite, and your everyday examples really drive your points home. So girls, it's your time. Invest in yourself, you're worth it, and your 2.0 self will thank you for changing your life for the better. Head to victoriaalario.com or click the link in the show notes and get the Queens of Confidence program now.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by hormonal changes? Well, girls, you're definitely not alone. There are more than 1,000 disruptors living rent-free in our environment right now. Our food, our water, the air we breathe, the clothes we wear, our skincare, and they all mess with our hormones. And then, of course, there's the natural hormonal changes our bodies go through too. Menstrual cycles, menopause, And even though it's a natural process, it doesn't make it any easier to go through. But the good news is that we don't have to suffer through any of it anymore, because now we have Hormone Harmony, a formula made only with herbal ingredients that are shown to reduce hormonal symptoms in women of all ages. It contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens, which help the body adapt to any stressors, like all chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. So it's perfect for women who struggle with all different life-disrupting symptoms, such as PMS symptoms like irritability, moodiness, discomfort, or uncontrollable cravings, menopause symptoms such as hot flashes and night sweats, or even poor sleep and feeling tired all the time, or even occasional bloating and gas. So in other words, Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is here to make women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They made no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire order at happymammoth.com. Just use code FORTHEGIRLS at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code FORTHEGIRLS for 15% off today. If you know me, then you know how much I love the finer things in life, but there is nothing I love more than luxury at an affordable price. That's why I'm always talking about how much I love Quince. It's my go-to shop for luxury essentials for less. From 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters from only $50 to washable silk tops and organic cotton sweaters, truly no one else compares. And by the way, I have that Mongolian cashmere sweater in 4 colors: black, brown, ivory, and camel. So needless to say, I'm obsessed, and yes, you will be too. All Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands because they partner directly with top factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, so they cut out the cost of the middleman and pass the savings on to us, which of course we love. Aside from the sweaters, I have so many styles from Quince, including the washable stretch silk tee and the cotton crew neck tee, which are my absolute staple pieces for dressing up or dressing down a look. Everyone's always asking about my elevated basics because no one can ever find the perfect white tee to go with jeans for a daytime look or the perfect silky tee to go with other pants for a night out, and I recommend Quince every single time. I also love to style all of the tops that I have from them with their ultra stretch point ankle pants because they're dressier and thicker than a legging, but more versatile than trousers or jeans, and they look so good tucked into boots, which is my favorite style. So give yourself the luxury you deserve with Quince. Go to quince.com/forthegirls for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/forthegirls to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/forthegirls. Now I want to get into this Dear Victoria submission. It's a little bit of a long email. I did remove a few sentences to condense it. You girls kill me. I absolutely love the energy that you come with because y'all do not spare on any details. You will send me every single detail down to how good the sex is between you two, and I'm like, thank you so much for that information, bestie, because I literally feel like I'm talking to one of my girlfriends. But for the sake of the show, I just can't use these J.K. Rowling Harry Potter novels. They are so insanely long. But I did keep most of this in because I actually really enjoyed this story, and I think that you will too. Dear Victoria, my now boyfriend and I met in September. It started with an Instagram DM, a modern love story. He was right to the point in wanting to take me out right away. I was hesitant because I've never met someone through Instagram, but I felt in my bones that I wanted to meet him, and he's super attractive, so that's a start. We started texting and FaceTiming, and honest to God, I felt like he was my soulmate. We even have the same birthday. That's actually crazy. To cut to the chase, the reason we didn't hang out right away is because he told me he had a girl he was flying out to come visit him that weekend. That's wild that he told you that before you even met him. I appreciated his honesty. He told me that he would cancel if he could, but him and I hadn't met yet, and that wasn't fair to her. And he's single and dating. Fair. She's an Instagram model. He's a bachelor. I get it. She came and left. We went on our date a few days later. We really hit it off, had a great date, been inseparable since, and became exclusive in September. In October, only a month later. They met in September, were exclusive by October right away. Throughout the relationship, I've flipped my entire world around for him. Anytime he has a boundary in place, I've respected it. I have had no issues doing this. I found the man I want to be with, so it's worth it for me. He has all of the qualities I'm looking for. I can give up attention from other guys for him with no issue. Where we start to have problems is when he has to compromise for me. Instagram is a huge issue for us. Ironically, it's how we met. One of our boundaries for me was to not follow new guys that I don't know or post pictures that I texted him so he feels special. Totally fine. So basically, he doesn't want her to follow new guys and he doesn't want her to post any pictures that she's texting to him because it makes him feel special, like it's only for his eyes. Totally fine. He's never had to tell me the same thing twice. When it comes to him not liking other girls' pictures, it's a problem. We've been talking about this topic for the entire relationship. He's been single for years. He's a good-looking guy living in a penthouse downtown. He's met a lot of girls in his time. So the IG models posting their beautiful pictures, he's met in passing and quote-unquote knows them. So they follow him back. So this whole stop liking girls' pictures on Instagram argument turns into, well, she's my friend argument. I have followed everything he's ever wanted me to do. So naturally, this makes me sick to my stomach, like he doesn't love me as much as I love him, and I'm not worth him respecting my boundaries. Literally, you can put my dream man in front of me, but if you tell me he likes other girls' pictures on Instagram, I don't want him. Honestly, girl, I relate so hard. It's not even normal. This is such a big deal for me as well. Trust me, I get it. I've tried to be okay with it, and maybe some girls are okay with it, but it makes me anxious to the point where I can't eat or sleep. I feel like I'm depressed. I'm not an insecure girl. Honestly, I think I'm just as beautiful as them, but it's just not what I see my future husband doing. We all know those guys who are in our likes when they have a girlfriend, and now I'm that girlfriend. Oof, say that again. Is this out of line if he considers himself to be friends with these people? Also, he does post me, so I'm not a secret. I feel like that's relevant to know. And they don't like our pictures, LOL. Be fucking for real. Okay, that last thing is so important because that was going to be the first thing that I bring up. Does he post you? I think a guy not posting you on Instagram is the shadiest of all things. If you are his girlfriend, I don't care if you've been his girlfriend for a week or if you've been his girlfriend for 2 years. If a man asks you to be his girlfriend, if a man is committed to you, why would he not post pictures of you? It is beyond me. The only reason, in my opinion, why a guy would not post pictures of his girlfriend is to continue having options, to continue looking single. He wants to keep it like a secret. I've always said this. I never want to feel like my relationship is a secret ever. So if a man ever argued me that he will not post me, I honestly think that I'd have to break up with him. I'm not even being dramatic or kidding, because it's not about the posting. It's not about Instagram. It's not like, oh, well, I just want you to post on me on Instagram. No, it's about knowing that your man is so committed to you. He doesn't care who knows it. He's proud to show you off. He's proud to share. So I do think that that's a really big green flag, that despite him having all these single girls on Instagram, he is making it clear that he is in a relationship. He is posting you. You're not a secret. He is proud to be with you. And it's not that he has to post you every day, but it's just clearly if somebody went to his profile, he has a girlfriend. Even if the pictures were spread out months apart, doesn't matter. Your face is there. Your presence is there. You've marked your territory. It's all good. To me, it's really just about knowing that somebody wants to show the world that they are with you and they are proud to do that. So that's actually really great that he does that. So first things first, let's just keep in mind that your boyfriend uses Instagram like a dating app. It's how you met in the first place. He slid in your DMs, asked to take you out. It's what you said about the other girl as well, how you said he had a girl that was flying out to meet him who was an Instagram model, so on and so forth. So your man is already
making it clear that Instagram is a place where he seeks women. So it's great that he's posting pictures of you, but that doesn't mean he isn't also keeping options on the back burner just in case. Now, I'm not saying that he is, but I'm just trying to really see this from all different angles. And this one is pretty obvious. I mean, it's literally how he dates. It's how he finds girls. It's how he meets girls. He sees Instagram as a place to meet women. It's how he gets his girlfriend and the girls he flies out. So it's not that far-fetched to think, okay, sure, you post pictures of me, but you also like tons of other girls' pictures in the process, almost like keeping them on the back burner, keeping your options open just in case that we do break up, because Instagram is where you will turn. So one day, if all of a sudden your pictures are gone, if you break up, he already knows he has all these other girls to fall back on because he's been giving them this consistent attention. And like you said, they follow him as well. So it's not like these are random models that don't know who he is and he's just liking pictures that will of people that will never notice him. These are people who know who he is. He's met them. They follow each other. So, you know, to me, it'd be kind of silly to overlook that and say, yeah, well, they're just friends. At the end of the day, if you break up, those girls are not going to be just his friends. They're going to notice the pictures are gone and they're going to be right up in his DMs. The funny thing is how you're saying, though, those girls don't like your pictures together. That right there, shady business going on. Obviously, these are girls that you don't personally know. So maybe he's part of their past. Maybe he used to go out with them. Even if it was just friends, even if they didn't hook up or anything like that, these girls don't know you, so they don't have a respect for you. They know the past version of him. They know single guy, good-looking guy, living downtown in his bachelor pad, penthouse, whatever, and that's who they know. So they're going to like his pictures when he's alone, but then when they see you in the mix, that throws off their whole, like, image of this guy. They don't know of him or respect him as a boyfriend. They respect him as, like I said, the guy that they have previously known. So girls in that case, they're, I don't know whether it's that they're jealous or that they are insecure or that they are holding out hope, whatever it might be, it is so shady, but it's not as much on his end, it is on their end. And so because of that, that to me would be a hell no on you returning the favor and engaging with them or liking their stuff. Now, if these are girls that you personally know, if you're personally friends with, if you have developed a relationship with, if you trust them, if you know maybe she has a boyfriend, she's seeing someone, whatever, to me, that's like, whatever. He's bound to have friends, genuine friends with good intentions. And if he's liking their pictures, it is what it is. But if there are girls that you feel in your gut unsafe about, and like you said, you're like, I'm not even insecure. And it's not like I think he's attracted to them or not me or whatever it might be. It just doesn't feel right. It feels unsafe to me. And you're sitting here like, I can't even eat or sleep. It makes me feel depressed. I hate this, that he does this. Then there needs to be a much bigger conversation to be had of like, what's the point? What's the goal? I don't care if they are your friends. You can find them attractive. You can very much like them as a friend. It is the acting on your attraction that is not okay with me. Especially if these are girls that he's hooked up with in the past. That is so out of line. The conversation is, what or who is your priority? Because I, as your girlfriend since, what, September, October, I should be your priority. I should never feel unsafe or insecure with my partner because of his actions that are preventable. This is a completely preventable situation. This does not need to be going on, and it especially does not need to be going on since September. To me, it should be as simple as, like you said above, he's never had to ask me twice. So if he doesn't want me following other guys, he doesn't want me posting certain pictures, I don't. It's fine. You mention it once and I respect you. I respect your boundaries. You are my boyfriend. You are my priority. You literally don't have to ask me twice because I want to make you happy and I will do whatever you want. So now when it comes down to him needing to match your energy, it's a bigger picture than just these girls being your friends. Oh, who cares? They are my friend. I care, and I especially care because the shoe has been on the other foot. Even if it's in a different way, the shoe has been on the other foot when you've expressed boundaries to me and I did it off the bat. You did not have to ask me twice. Why? Because one, you're my priority. Two, I would never want you to doubt my feelings for me. Three, I don't care about what anybody, like, I don't care about anybody else. So liking or not liking or following or posting or not posting certain things is completely irrelevant to me because those people don't matter nearly as much to me. Four, because it's a very simple ask to make my partner happy. They're not asking for the moon and the stars. They are asking you to not do something that I consider to be very, very simple. So now when they are doing the thing that they know pisses you off, that makes matters worse. Because it's not like you indirectly say it. It's not like you beat around the bush. You tell him straight up how this makes you feel. So him knowing that you feel this way and him continuing to do it is a much bigger problem than liking the pictures in itself. Because it could be any situation. If you express that something this simple upsets you, it should be done. It should not have to continue to be talked about again. It doesn't matter if it's liking a picture on Instagram. It doesn't matter if it's going to a certain bar. It literally doesn't matter what it is. If there is something in particular that I feel unsafe about in my gut and I have expressed that to you and you continue to do it, this is not a matter of you liking pictures on Instagram. This is a matter of you not respecting me, you not prioritizing me, and you creating a lot of room for doubt on your feelings for me. Like I said, for me, it's that simple because I would never want you to doubt my love and my respect for you. So it would be an easy yes. So them making this a very complicated yes, making this a no, is really confusing on like I said, kind of like the what is your goal? Because if your goal is to make me feel like shit, you're doing it. If your goal is to prioritize other women, you're doing it. At what point will your goal be to make me happy and to make me feel safe? And it's really important that we stress that it is the bigger issue. It is not as simple as just liking the picture. It is the bigger picture of you being adamant on disrespecting me. You consciously doing something you know I don't like. And like you said, we all know those guys where they have a girlfriend, but they're always in your likes. They're always doing some creepy shit on Instagram. And guess what happens with those guys? They end up screenshotted and sent into the group chat. Why does so-and-so's boyfriend always like my shit? So-and-so's boyfriend liked my picture again. So-and-so's boyfriend liked my story again. All of those guys who do some snaky, sketchy shit behind their girlfriend's back always end up screenshotted in group chats.
There is no girl who likes the way that feels. There is no girl who thinks it is cool or normal for a guy or boy with a girlfriend to be constantly engaging with their shit. No one finds it flattering. Unless she's a woman who has no respect, none of us find it flattering. I have even gone to the point of blocking guys on Instagram without even anyone ever asking me. Like, it's not even like I went and told their girlfriend. I've just blocked them because I'm like, this shit honestly makes me anxious. It gives me anxiety because I never want that to happen to me. Like, I never want to be in that situation. And the funny thing is when they try to make it like you're making a big deal, like, it's just Instagram. Okay, so then just stop. If it's not that big of a deal, then stop. So if like a guy doesn't want to post you, oh, it's just Instagram. Okay, well then just post a picture if it's not that serious. If a guy doesn't want to stop liking other people's pictures, but then he says, oh, but it's just Instagram, who cares? Okay, then stop liking other girls' pictures if it's not that serious. If it's something so simple, then it shouldn't be that hard or that complicated to respect what is being asked of you, because it should be as simple as you are saying that it is. If it's that simple, then why are you overcomplicating it? And there was a comment once, I don't remember if it was this exact topic that I was talking about on TikTok, but for some reason this just came to my head. I feel like I might have been talking about this whole social media situation. There was a girl or a woman who commented on the video. And she was married for a while. She's been with her partner for a while. And she said, my husband and I have a rule in our marriage that we don't tell each other no. And I loved that because it's clear that they know what they're asking of the other person isn't much. They're not saying, oh, I want you to buy me a house next week, or I want you to buy me a new car, and the rule is you have to tell me yes. It's they ask for things knowing that there's good intentions behind it, knowing this certain thing doesn't make me feel great. This might make me feel insecure, or this might just not sit right with me. This makes me feel unsafe in our relationship. Or maybe it's something as simple as just this would make me feel good. Maybe it's not even something super negative. It might just be this would make me feel good. This would make me happy. This would really be fun, or whatever it might be. And they have a rule in their marriage that they are not allowed to tell each other no, because they know that their questions are asked with good intentions. And for me, I think that should be a rule, like, in everyone's relationship. I really truly do, because I think that when it comes down to what we're really asking for, it's not the tangible thing. We're asking for the deeper thing, which is respect, honor, love, feeling valued, feeling appreciated, feeling prioritized. That's what we're actually asking for. So when you're asking for him to stop liking other girls' pictures, all you're saying is, just show me that you love me. Just show me how much of a priority I am to you. But if this is now really making you question his feelings for you, does he even love me the way that I love him? Then you need to make sure that you are communicating that clearly. Because what will happen is resentment between the both of you. Because you're not going to feel as loved by him as you want to or need to feel. And so then he's going to turn around and question why you're off, or something's not right, or you don't treat me the way that you used to, or you don't act the way that you used to. Things aren't the same, whatever. I also saw another comment that actually stands out to me in this topic right here. They said, in the beginning of a relationship, women treat you the way they want to be treated. In the end of a relationship, women treat you the way you treat them. And that hits. And I feel like that's really relevant to this topic, because it's exactly what you're saying. She said word for word, throughout the relationship, I have flipped my entire world around for him. I've respected every boundary he's put in place. I've had no issues doing anything for him.
she said, where is it? It was like, I found the man that I want to be with. So this all felt worth it to me to do basically anything that he asked of me. And subconsciously or consciously, you're treating him that way, or you were treating him that way, because this is the relationship you want. You want a relationship where you would both devote your worlds to each other. You want a relationship where you both would do whatever is asked, because you want a relationship where you both feel like, this is my dream guy, this is my dream woman, this is the dream person I want to be with. So anything is worth it. There's really nothing off limits, and we are just always going to respect each other because of this mutual relationship. But now, if you continue to stay in a situation where you don't feel safe and secure, you feel anxious, you feel depressed. Guys, she literally used the word depressed. So if you're feeling these things, that resentment is going to come out sooner rather than later, because you're going to start treating him the way that he treats you, and he's not going to like that. He's going to say, why aren't you the way you used to be? You used to never give me a problem when I asked for anything. Well, you know, I'm just matching your energy. And if you want a different outcome, then I think that it's time that you reflect on what you've been giving me. Because men have to remember that women are creators. So whatever you give us, we're going to create it to be bigger and better, or bigger and worse. So, you know, it's like a man gives you his sperm and you make a baby. A man gives you a house and you make that house a home. A man gives you a healthy relationship and you make it the best thing he's ever had. You make this his greatest investment on earth. So whatever a man gives you as a woman, you can just continue to create bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. So on one end, that's going to be something really positive and really beautiful, and it's going to bloom. But on the other end, if he's giving you issues and issues and issues, if he's giving you disrespect, if he's giving you anxiety, whatever it might be, you're going to keep creating it bigger and bigger and bigger. So I'm on the same page as you, girl. I mean, I don't really, I guess, have a tangible piece of advice on, like, here's what to do. It seems like you're already doing what needs to be done, but maybe I've given you some more deeper perspective on other things that you can say. But I'm going to give it to you straight. I really don't think that you need to be begging for the bare minimum in a relationship. I don't think you need to be begging for respect. And if you feel like you are begging someone for decency and communication and understanding, and like I said, literally the bare minimum, then I don't know if this is your dream guy. I think that your problems then go far bigger than Instagram. I think that your problems at that point are that he's not what you said, how you said he's everything. You said he has all the qualities I'm looking for in a man. Does he? Because I don't think that the man who has all the qualities that you're looking for is going to require you begging for respect. And I would offer you another perspective if I felt like this is something that's not that important. But I think that this is very, very, very important to you, hence why you sent me this email at all. But if this was something that I felt like you emailed me being kind of neutral about, like, listen, it kind of bothers me, but I don't know, like, maybe I'm just being insecure, but I do trust him and it's not really that big of a deal. Like, if you kind of sounded like a little more chill about it, what I would say to you would be pick and choose your battles. You know, there's the man who's simply not perfect and the man who is just simply not worth it. And the man who's not perfect is the man who, yeah, maybe messes up every now and then, but he is willing to learn. He's willing to grow. He does give you true respect. He does make you feel loved and wanted and appreciated. He really is a great guy and does whatever you want. Sometimes he just makes, you know, silly mistakes. He might not always think about what he says or think before he acts. He might think certain things are not a big deal and it goes right over his head. So he's like, oh, I didn't even know Instagram bothered you if I like a half-naked girl's picture. It didn't even seem that serious to me. Sure, I won't do it. Like, that's the guy who's not perfect. He's good to you. He gives you what you need, treats you the way that you deserve, but he fucks up every now and then, and you do trust him enough to say, you know what, this is worth sticking out, and this is the guy I really do want to be with. The guy who's not worth it is the guy who knows what he's doing and doesn't give a fuck. It's the guy who will knowingly hurt you, knowingly disrespect you, and knowingly make you feel anxious. It's the guy who, yeah, you have to spend, I don't know, from September to, it's May right now reading this, you're spending all this time having the same conversation over and over and over. We're going on almost a year. At that point, it's like from September to May, having the same issue over and over, and it's something as simple as just stopping liking girls' pictures on Instagram and you refuse to do it? Shit. Not only do you not love me, do you even fucking like me? Like, that's how I'd be like, what is going on? How is this such an ongoing thing? This is so silly. That's when I would start to say, I don't know if this is worth it. Because you just refuse to treat me the way that I deserve to be treated. So I don't know. Think about that. Weigh your options. Think from different perspectives. Decide how important this is to you. I mean, you said it yourself. This is not what I see my future husband doing. And I always think like that. I'm always like, would I marry a man like this? Or would my future husband do that? My future husband would never act like X, Y, and Z. So why would I deal with it with a guy I'm dating? Right? Like, that's just silly. If you're not going to be my future husband, then let's not waste any time. That is all. I'm going to leave it on that note for today. Thank you, girls, so much for listening. Until next time, girls.
Save big money on your next upgrade now at Menards. Some things never go out of style, like tile from Mohawk. You can count on the durability, easy maintenance, and timeless beauty of tile. With over 350 ceramic, porcelain, mosaic, and glass tiles to choose from, Mohawk Tile provides long-lasting charm in any space. Visit the store and Menards.com to see all of our great deals going on in our weekly flyer. Save